just east of Houston in the town of Pasadena. Parents are pulling up at Cruz Elementary to pick up their kids. Poking up over the top of the school building, you can see the stacks of oil refineries less than 1 mile away.
Sometimes you get a strong odor from something. You don't know if it's bad, you know, to be breathing in, for your kid to be breathing in, playing outside in it and stuff.
Shelly Myers has a six-year-old boy.
I make my son come inside.
You make your son come inside.
If there's an alarm, shut the windows and shut the doors, and he has to come in.
The alarms are supposed to warn residents when there's a major release of chemical vapors. Talking to people here like Shelly Myers, you get the impression it's just something you have to put up with. But is it? Uncovered by NPR is an EPA list of high-priority violators, polluters that regulators were supposed to crack down on. Yet some were still out of compliance with the Clean Air Act, despite years on the list. In the Houston area alone, 19 plants are listed with violations that have gone unaddressed, some for over 8 years.
Sadly, the history of the state of Texas in protecting people, especially our people here on the Gulf Coast, from environmental contamination is pitiful.
That's Terry O'Rourke with the Office of the Harris County Attorney. Harris County is enforcing environmental laws on its own. O'Rourke says the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, the TCEQ, is supposed to take the lead on regulation, but hasn't.
The people in Austin are compliance agencies, and they look at the polluters as their clients or their customers. They even call them customers. It is so offensive to us, whose job is protecting people.
Case in point, says the county, is a refinery just north of that elementary school, Pasadena Refining System, Inc. Thousands of barrels of crude a day run through its pipes and tanks, or did until a fire in September temporarily shut down part of the plant.
As I walk along the public road here that borders the plant, it sounds like it's back up and running. You can hear it.
The EPA's most updated list shows Pasadena Refining System had been a high-priority violator for 5 years. In 2009, the refinery sent nearly 500,000 pounds of chemicals into the air, more than in any of the previous 8 years, according to an EPA report.
What they're releasing are things like benzene and butadiene and strong, powerful chemicals that have a negative impact on human health and the environment.
That's Harris County's lead environmental attorney, Rock Owens. He says the county plans to sue Pasadena Refining System, alleging the company did not report certain emissions to the county or fix certain pollution problems. The company told us it wouldn't comment at this time. What's the state of Texas done? Plenty, says the TCEQ. By email, it told us it's investigated the plant many times, cited it for violations, gotten it to make improvements, and assessed penalties of more than $300,000 over the past 5 years. But that's peanuts to a big company, says Harris County. Its attorney's office says it recently collected $500,000 from another refiner for just one set of violations. In the nearby neighborhoods, air quality has improved in recent years, according to the state. Parents say it's not something they worry about a lot. But when the alarms sound and they smell chemicals and close the windows,
I'm sure it's getting in somehow.
They know it's in the air they breathe. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.